living in Norfolk, were there salvage businesses that went on after the war?
Oh, yes. The surplus businesses or salvage, whatever, that's where I bought the Jeep. But there were all sorts of things that you could buy. And the unique thing for me was when the military decided to get rid of stuff, the people they called first were the local school systems. Do you need this or you need that? Sometimes they'd give it to them, and frequently they just sell it to them at a very nominal fee. When they had run out of school systems or other organizations like that, that's when they'd have the public auctions. So I got lots of junk out of it. I mean, amazing collection of tools, hand tools that I bought. Most of them came packed in Cosmoline.
Did the business mind of yours kick in? Did you resell that then to other people?
Sometimes. And when I sold my Jeep, I bought a 1952 Plymouth. It was a military car. It had been some captain's jig. It was not the prettiest thing in the world, but it ran good and got me where I wanted to go. But that was the first real automobile that I ever owned. I had it painted, and I guess I drove that to school for a year and a half, 2 years.
What about your friends? Did they buy cars the same way, or were you the only guy who did that?
I think I was the only guy.
Well, you were either very popular or they pointed and said, who wants to ride in that?
Right. There were a lot of kids my age that had much nicer cars, but, you know.
Then after high school, what do you do?
I go to college.
And that was where?
It's now Old Dominion University, but the time that I was going, it was the Norfolk Division of the College of Women Mary. In that era, the legislature allocated college funds based on student enrollment. So University of Virginia, which was the biggest college in the state, got more money than any other college, and it went down the line. William and Mary, at that time, had a total enrollment of about 4,000. It was very small. But that and Harvard still battled over who was the first college in North America. Mm. Both of them were founded and started about the same time. And you could go to the Norfolk Division for a very, very cheap tuition. I went there for 2 years, Norfolk Division of the College of Women Mary Business School. The sweet thing was, if I ever wanted to go to a class in Williamsburg, no charge, no nothing. All I had to do was spend 45 minutes driving the car up to Williamsburg and attended the class.
So you did that?
I did that, and on occasions I did it. They had an economics class up there where they had a renowned professor. And I did that for one semester. But then when Old Dominion got larger than the mother school in Williamsburg, they spun off and became what is now Old Dominion. Williamsburg is still around 4,500, 5,000 students. And Old Dominion is 13,000 now, something like that.
You chose your area of study as business?
Business.
So that's setting your course unbeknownst to you.
Right.
But what led you to that? Did you know that in high school or whatever, that would be your strong area?
I knew when I first started college that I didn't want to be a school teacher. You know, I wanted to be in business.
You did the math, didn't you?
I did the math. And all of the members of the country club, there weren't any school teachers there.
Right.
You know, I got to know them and the businesses they were in. And I said, yeah, this is a nice deal. So that's what steered me in that direction.
Boy, we just never know when we're influencing people, do we?
That's true.
And I know in your life you've influenced, unbeknownst to you, a number of people, I'm quite certain. So then you graduated from Old Dominion.
Yes.